From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. In the other Washington today, a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee is discussing background checks for firearms purchases. Democrats say current laws have too many gaps. Republicans say background checks curb the rights of citizens to own a gun. Meanwhile, in this Washington, there's bipartisan support for background checks for all gun sales. House Bill 1588 will have its preliminary hearing at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Members of the state Senate are pushing for a similar background check bill. The sponsor of the House bill is Republican State Representative Mike Hope of Washington's 44th Legislative District. It includes Lake Stevens, Mill Creek, and Snohomish. When he's not sponsoring bills in Olympia, Representative Hope works as a Seattle police officer. This morning, I asked Representative Hope how a universal firearms check would work.
What would happen is if you wanted to sell a firearm to somebody, you could have two choices then based on this bill. You can either take it to a gun store and have them do the background check for you and as a kind of third party sell the weapon for you. Or you can go to your local law enforcement agency and have a background check done, and that would be immediate. The second part of the bill is if you found out, say, through the background check, well, you're not, this person's not eligible, you know, in order to purchase the gun, then you wouldn't be allowed to sell the gun. And if you did, as the seller, you would be charged with a crime.
So I show up and I present my identification, and my name is cross-checked against a list of felons. Are they felons in Washington State or felons from all over the country?
All over the country. This is part of the thing that, you know, that was set up through the Brady Bill.
What's the evidence of how well it works?
The numbers that you see right after the Brady Bill was first introduced. So in 1994, 20% of the people that had tried to purchase a handgun were ineligible or not allowed because they were a felon. 5% of them were on active parole and were still trying to get that, and they were also declined. So that's one number that I want to keep in mind. The other number was what happened in the city of Seattle last year. In the city of Seattle last year, we had 209 incidents where handguns were stolen. You know, through a car theft, through a burglary, a robbery, whatever it was, 209 incidents where that occurred. However, the Seattle Police Department confiscated 1,281 weapons off of people that were violating the law, many of them felons. So they shouldn't have had the gun in the first place. So it kind of defeats the whole argument where people will say, well, criminals will just steal them, because they're obviously still getting them, as that was a net number of over 1,000. So when you start to look at that, you have to think of, well, where are they getting them? And I have no doubt in my mind, well, they can't go to Cabela's and get it. They can't go to Walmart. There's not enough of them being stolen that are in circulation among criminals. So obviously they're getting them through what we call the gun show loophole.
Now, Representative Hope, as you know, some people who don't like this bill say it creates this unnecessary bureaucracy if a family member is selling a gun to another family member. Do they have to go through a background check? They think this is too much. What's your response to that?
The background check, it costs lower with this bill than it would be if you went to a gun store. So if you're a law-abiding citizen, you're actually going to pay less. The other argument is that this is going to establish a registry. It's already illegal in the United States to do that. And in addition to that, I have planned on amending the bill that states that after the background checks are done, there's an expungement that would occur 30 days after the background was done. That would mean that all the records pertaining to that person getting that background check done would be wiped out. They don't exist anymore. They're shredded. And then I also want to exempt some people from this legislation. You know, law enforcement officers, because they obviously already had a background check. Concealed weapons permit. Those folks have already had a background check. There's a lot of people that are affiliated with the Washington Arms Collectors. They've already had a background check. So why would we continue to do that? That would be unnecessary. So I think when the average law-abiding NRA gun owner reads what the final product of this bill will be, they'll realize it's actually a good bill that makes it better for them, and also will, to some degree, I'm not, you know, living in the dream world where I think it's going to create or take away all the guns out of all the felons' hands, but it will help, and that's what we have to do. What happened when the city did their buyback program where you had a gun show that broke out down the street? We don't know how many of those people were buying guns illegally or how many of them were felons, and I think that that's what this targets. So if you're a law-abiding citizen and you're able to purchase a handgun now, nothing will change for you at all. And to directly answer your question about the families, we're looking at making an amendment for that too. That's why it was important to have the NRA at the table in the beginning to have them discuss these things. And if you're an NRA member, I think it's important for you to contact your NRA representatives and tell them they need to be part of the process. they can make this bill work. They have the knowledge and the expertise to make this bill work. And right now, that leadership from them is sitting on the sidelines saying no, no, no.
That's Republican State Representative Mike Hope, a Seattle police officer, talking about a bill he's sponsoring that would require universal background checks for firearms purchased in Washington State. Representative Hope told me he thinks that the bill will be successful, but if it isn't, there's money and backing to push for a statewide initiative.